Hachette Audio presents Consider Phlebas. Written by Ian M. Banks. Read by Peter Kenny.
Idolatry is worse than carnage. The Quran, chapter 2, verse 190. Gentile or Jew, O you who turn the wheel and look to windward, consider Phlebas, who was once handsome and tall as you. T.S. Eliot, The Wasteland, verse 4. Prologue. The ship didn't even have a name. It had no human crew because the factory craft which constructed it had been evacuated long ago. It had no life support or accommodation units for the same reason. It had no class number or fleet designation because it was a mongrel made from bits and pieces of different types of warcraft. And it didn't have a name because the factory craft had no time left for such niceties. The dockyard threw the ship together as best it could from its depleted stock of components, even though most of the weapon, power and sensory systems were either faulty, superseded or due for overhaul. The factory vessel knew that its own destruction was inevitable, but there was just a chance that its last creation might have the speed and the luck to escape. The one perfect, priceless component the factory craft did have was the vastly powerful, though still raw and untrained, mind around which it had constructed the rest of the ship. If it could get the mind to safety, the factory vessel thought it would have done well. Nevertheless, there was another reason. The real reason the dockyard mother didn't give its warship child a name. It thought there was something else it lacked. Hope. The ship left the construction bay of the factory craft with most of its fitting out still to be done. Accelerating hard, its course a four-dimensional spiral through a blizzard of stars where it knew that only danger waited, it powered into hyperspace on spent engines from an overhauled craft of one class, watched its birthplace disappear astern with battle-damaged sensors from a second, and tested outdated weapon units cannibalized from yet another.